Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Mount Pleasant,
Falkland.
Sodexo are doing a charity bike ride in the Falkland Islands. Carol Green is a civilian contractor's facility manager. Carol, what's today all about?
A cycle ride by not just Sodexo Falkland Islands, but Sodexo Defence worldwide. Everywhere that Sodexo Defence is, we are all cycling today. And we're aiming to go from London to Afghanistan and back. We've got 8 static bikes here in the contractor's dining room. And everybody cycling, they've either been sponsored or they'd just come along, whether you're Sodexo or whether you're military or another contractor, pay £5 and jump on the bike.
And where is the money going to?
It's going to be split between 2 charities. One's a Forces charity, which is SAFA, and the other one is Stop Hunger.
So Helen Cairns works at the pass office at MPC. You're on a bike. Isn't it odd cycling in a room full of people eating their lunch?
It is a little bit strange. People keep looking at me and waving. I'm quite jealous of the food.
Are they going to feed you after this?
Yes, they are. I hope so.
And how many miles are you expecting to do?
I don't know. I'm going to do 30 minutes, so however many miles that ends up with.
Neil Monaghan is General Manager of Sodexo in the Falkland Islands. How important are events like this, Neil?
Well, to Sodexo, they're very important. One of our main charities that we support worldwide, or certainly in defence, is the Stop Hunger. It's very important in the UK to provide money through our defence to support that charity. Within the Falkland Islands itself, we actually do quite a lot of charity work spread out amongst SAFA, Liberty Lodge, and we also support some St Helenian charities. What it does is it provides my staff with a focus to be able to support their local communities.
And just in case people don't know, what do Sodexo do here in the Falklands?
We are quite a diverse soft facilities management company in the Falklands. We provide catering, domestic cleaning, and then such things as refuse removal, lifeguards, postal support, security. I have a huge team, around about 170 odd people currently at the moment working for us. It's a multicultural, multinational workforce at the moment, with Chileans, St Helenians, Dominican Republic, obviously the UK people. We are supporting the authority or the military here. We try to integrate ourselves in as much as we possibly can into what they're doing.
This is Anthony Ballard for BFBS in the Falkland Islands.
Your story.
Your story. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.